FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we've been really focusing on the junior miner sector. It's been so much action there lately. It went way, way up really quick last year. Now it's settled down a bit, but the opportunities are still there. We've gotten loads of sponsors from there. One company we've been paying attention to a lot is First Mining Finance. Great company. And yeah, we've talked with them quite a bit. And right now we've got Patrick Donnelly with us. He's the president. Patrick, great to have you back on. You've got some exciting news. Before, by way of review, the company did 8 acquisitions last year. I mean, they were on a tear. 12 different projects. They've been sponsoring us for quite a while, for which we are grateful for. By way of full disclosure, I don't own any of the company yet, but I'm seriously considering buying some now. Patrick, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Kerry. Good to hear from you.
Hey, so you had some exciting news. In fact, you just released it today about your Pickle Crow project.
Yeah, we did a small drilling campaign at Pickle Crow last November, and we drilled, I think it was 6 holes, and we just put out the results this morning. And yeah, we drilled about, 6 holes and about 1,000 meters, and we were pretty happy with the results. And we were so happy that we're going to go back out and probably drill. We're actually mobilizing the drills again, and we're going to go out and drill some more holes and start drilling probably the next week or so.
Yeah, so it looks like pretty good grade there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had about 8 meters of just over a gram. We pulled out one piece of core that had actually gold on it, blobs of gold on it, and we thought it was just too nice to crush up and send to the lab. So I decided to keep it for myself. So
nice souvenir.
Yeah, it was, unfortunately, the trade-off is it did get sampled, so it's not in the press release, but it's sitting on my desk here, and I'll send you a photo of it, but it's pretty impressive. So, whenever you get visible gold in the core, which is pretty rare, you have to get excited about that.
Yeah, well, 1.28 grams per ton, pretty good at 12.7 meters, and then 15.14 gram per ton at 0.7 meters,
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And the thing is, I think 7 out of 9 holes hit mineralization. And so there's lots of smoke. I mean, this was our initial drill program at Pickle Crow. And, it was kind of the first step in terms of trying to, and what the geology is and everything. But, when there's that much smoke on a property, you tend to get excited. So, we think, Pickle Crow could deliver a lot of value. And I'll just mention, when we acquired it, we paid about $10 million for it, which is nothing. And it also came with a mill. There's a 200 ton per day gravity mill there. And it's got, 1.3 million ounces of 4 grams. And we're still finding gold on it. And in particular, at depth, it really, at depth, that's where the real gold is. There's a lot of gold at depth. And so at some point down the road, not in the near term at least, but some point down the road, we'd like to get underground and do some underground drilling. And I think then you're really going to start seeing some nice stuff come out of the ground.
Well, it's not like you don't know for sure that there's gold here, because this was a high-grade operating gold mine until the 60s.
And yeah, it ran for about 30 years.
Yeah.
It ran from the 1930s to 1960s, and it produced well over 1 million ounces of gold. I think the average head grade is about 0.5 ounce. And, one thing I learned, I'm a geologist by background, Kerry, and one thing I learned, when I was in university and throughout my career, is the best place to look for a gold mine is right next to a gold mine. And, Pickle Crow hasn't been subjected to modern exploration techniques or ideas. It's had a little bit of work since the 60s, but it really hasn't been systematically explored. So, the other term I hear is when you want to go hunting for elephants, you go where you can find elephant tracks, and as the drilling demonstrates, there's elephant tracks everywhere. So You know, it's already got over a million ounces, pretty good grades. And it definitely probably has a lot more grade in the area. Let me put it this way. It's funny, you know, we never consider Pickle Crow a flag. Well, it's a flagship asset, but it's not number one priority. But in terms of the interest from mining companies, I've had the most interest on Pickle Crow. I've had six groups call me up and said they want to do a deal with Pickle Crow. And I think it's because, one, you're going to have instant exploration success on that one. You know, there's lots of smoke everywhere. There's lots of gold. And two, it's got the mill there. And it wouldn't take much to permit it and put into production. So it'll never be a large scale operation, but certainly, you know, if you got that mill going, you can, you know, it wouldn't take long to permit the mill and get it going. It wouldn't require much work to get the mill going. So you can pretty quickly, you know, start generating cash flow. So, you know, we've got a lot of groups that like it because it could be a company starter. And that being said, you know, we're not going to put it into production. That's not our business model. But certainly, you know, the reason we're getting a lot of interest in it, because there's not many projects out there that you can move pretty quickly and get into production.
And it's in Ontario province. And Basically, you give it to a company that wants to operate, gift wrapped, minimal permitting issues, and it's ready to fly.
Yeah, it's ready to fly. It's ready to go. And it's got the infrastructure in place. There's a highway there. There's a power line there. Great support from the local communities, the First Nations. So yeah, if someone wanted to start a small gold mining company from the bottom up, this would be a great project to do that.
Yeah, and looking at your end of the year wrap up, you know, you got a lot of balls in the air here. So I understand why you slowed down on the acquisition trail a little bit. But of course, if the opportunities present themselves, you're going to be right there doing them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people have asked me, are you done with the deals? Absolutely not. Obviously, since last summer, we've seen valuations go up. Liquidity's come back into the market. Capital's come back in. We were looking at a few of the deals. But they, you know, they got more challenging to do when companies are able to raise money again. But that being said, you know, if we see a correction in the market or a pullback, which I don't think is going to happen, but if it did, we'll move quickly. So either way, you know, if the markets continue to be strong, we'll continue to advance these assets. We got a, you know, a $10 million budget this year. We're going to do drilling at a number of our projects and advance those. But, you know, if the markets, you know, get poor and gold goes down, we'll go the other way. And instead of drilling for ounces, we'll buy ounces. So we can withstand any environment. And that's what, you know, the business model is. We were designed for a bear market to take advantage of that. So if we see good deals out there, we'll do it. If we don't, we're going to be disciplined. We're not going to do anything silly. You know, we'll just continue to advance our assets and demonstrate to the market that these deals we've done are good and they're creative and they add value for our shareholders.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. It's not like you're standing still on the other things, too. You got Goldland going on, Cameron, Springpole, and Hopebrook. All of those things are moving forward as well.
That's correct. Just give you a heads up, we're currently drilling right now at Goldland. We got three drills at Goldland. So we're going to drill the snot out of that one. We're hitting it hard. We're going to drill 27,000 meters at Goldland, and hopefully that'll lead to a new resource estimate. So stay tuned for news on that. We did a metallurgical drilling program at Springpole last fall in November, and we'll have some news on that really soon. You know, Cameron, yeah, we're going to do some drilling there this summer, and I hope Brooker will do some drilling. So, you know, we're going to have lots of news flow going forward. We're going to have drilling, you know, resource estimates, economic studies. So yeah, hang on to your hats. There's going to be lots of news flow coming out. And I think we're in a market now that appreciates news flow and gives companies credit for news flow. So you have to do what the market demands and what the shareholders demand. And that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in finding out more about the stock on the TSX Venture, the symbol is FF, real easy to remember. On the OTCQX, it's FFMGF. On the Frankfurt, FMG.F. And the website, of course, easy to remember, firstminingfinance.com. That's firstminingfinance.com. And obviously, any breaking news, you'll keep us posted, Patrick. It sounds like 17 is going to be an even more exciting year than 2016, if that's possible.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and we want to move these projects forward. So yeah, I mean, if we're anywhere near as busy as 2016, then it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, Well, I don't know how you guys kept it together. I mean, I don't know when you found time to sleep. You must have been on airplanes most of the time, really doing these deals. I mean, remarkable record, 8 acquisitions, 12 projects in a little less than a year. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, you know, it's teamwork. We got a great team here. You know, our CEO, Dr. Chris Osterman, is a big part of this. And our VP Technical Services, Bill Tanaka. We have a really good group of people. We believe in what we're doing, you know, and we have conviction. And when you have those things, you're motivated. So we're very bullish on gold. We saw a fantastic opportunity and we went for it. And you know, there were a lot of people that were going out there, you know, in the early days, you know, in 2015, you know, there were a lot of people saying they're going to try to do what we're doing and they couldn't get it done. We get things done and we'll do whatever it takes to accomplish them. So, yeah, I do spend a lot of time on the road and my wife's not too happy about that. But we don't take no for an answer when we're doing a deal and we like to move things forward. So and that's a testament to the culture here, which was installed by our chairman, Keith Neumeyer, who founded First Quantum Minerals and First Majestic Silver, which are two incredible success stories. And we're trying to do it again here.
Well, it looks like you're on your way. And hey, by the way, stock's trading right now about 81 cents Canadian. So it was all the way up to $1.31 when the mining stocks hit their peak earlier in 2016. This could be a really good entry point now for the next move up. Time will tell, but at 81 cents, it's looking pretty good. Anyway, Patrick, good luck. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for your time, Kerry. Appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.